done a nice job adding some meaning to a match that's just going to fill TV time 1 week, maybe 2-3 weeks if they continue the feud. So I like that. I think if all of wrestling went quite a bit simpler and drew the lines a little clearer and just did that for a year or two, then the hotshot angles, the outlandish stuff would mean something again because the bar would be reset at a certain level. Anyway, they ended up talking more about, here's a quote from Grisham. Let's talk about this, because they went to Grisham and Stryker at ringside. Grisham said, after all of the great amazing moments that SummerSlam provided us, there was one disturbing incident that none of us will soon forget. And I'm thinking, yeah, Edge being thrown through the ring, and seconds later, that hole being set on fire with no sign of Edge. Nope, that's not it. And he said, what we're about to hear is extremely unnerving. And I'm thinking, well, okay, it's definitely got to be the fire. But nope, it was a woman getting punched. And I'm not demeaning a woman getting punched. Not at all. I just think they're overselling this to the point where they kind of might be overdoing it where there's a backlash. Yeah, a woman got hit. Women get hit on wrestling shows a lot. Usually not wives of wrestlers. That's not common. I admit that. But it wasn't like Chris Jericho attacked her. He swung at Michaels and missed. And he happened to hit Rebecca. And it wasn't on purpose, and no one's saying it was. So this isn't extremely unnerving. She got a fat lip. Supposedly now they're saying a fractured jaw. I mean, that's bad. But let's remember what Jericho did to Rebecca. Yes, she's a woman and she's a non-wrestler. But when a wrestler mounts another corner in the corner on the top rope, they punch him 10 times in the face. We're used to seeing people, human beings, take heavy punches, and Jericho wasn't even aiming for. I'm just saying they're kind of overdoing it. Had there been ill intent on Jericho's part, I could see this heavy, heavy-handed portrayal of what happened. But I just think they're taking it a step or a step and a half too far and making it seem like this horrible thing. Then they went to a clip and they came back, and Grisham and Stryker are acting like they just watched a death on television or JBL crushing John Cena between car bumpers and blood splattered everywhere and brain splattered everywhere. I mean, they're just overdoing it. It's getting a little ridiculous. So, anyway. Mark Henry, Matt Hardy, the main event. This was like 2.25, 2.5 stars. Not bad. I mean, I'm not going to give it 3 stars. It wasn't a 3-star match, but what worked in 15 minutes, and we saw almost all of it. There was one commercial break early. What worked is, in the end, the crowd was cheering for Matt Hardy near falls and cheering for Matt Hardy to kick out when he was on his back at the end with enthusiasm and buying into the near falls as possible finishes of the match either way. They made fans believe Mark Henry could win and fans would have been disappointed. They made fans believe Matt Hardy could win and fans would have been excited. And I know it sounds obvious and simple, but that is your goal as a wrestling booker, wrestling promoter, or a wrestler. And they had them in this match. And it worked. Tony Atlas ended up yanking Hardy off of Henry during a late pinfall. Hardy then went for a moonsault. Henry lifted his knees and then power slammed Hardy for a clean, believable, decisive win that didn't hurt Hardy because they did the obligatory babyface would have won if not for moment. And as soon as you see that in a match where the babyface would have won, if not for X, Y, or Z, it's a pretty good chance that the heel's going to win a few seconds later, and that is what happened. But a good match. No real complaints as far as this match goes, or really overall. I think Mark Henry, who had some things, kind of patted himself on the back a little bit, but I think deservedly so, because certainly nobody else has done a lot of that over the years. And I think he's got something to brag about for now. He actually talked about Michael Hayes. This is in an interview with Kevin Ecker of the Baltimore Sun before SummerSlam. And Mark Henry said, I have a good relationship with Michael Hayes. Michael Hayes made a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. I forgave Michael. I'm a Christian, and I forgive people. That's the mature thing to do. But we do have to be responsible for our actions, and I think he learned something. If he regresses, then he'll know, because I'll say something. I've always stood up for my rights. I've always stood up for myself, and I've always stood up for other people when they didn't know I stood up for them. Michael Hayes by far is one of the most creative people that ever wrestled and ever been in administration. But he is not above humanity and anybody else. So we have to police ourselves and hope for the best. What a good quote. Now, you could say, was Mark Henry standing up for himself when they kept calling him the self-proclaimed, silverback? I mean, when you're calling yourself a term, or you're allowing the promotion to say that you're calling yourself something that has been historically associated with holding back black people based on... This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.